And it was an interesting article that came out, and I wanted to share it with you guys. And that's coming up next. You can give me a call, 1-877-PAR-SHOW.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Walmart presents Calorie Cops.
Hi, I'm Officer Sweet Tooth. Can I get you to step out of the fridge, please? I clocked you going 40 bites a minute through that cheesecake in December. We're cracking down in the new year.
Walmart has low prices on everything you need to get back on track, like Kellogg's Special K products and hundreds of yogurt varieties, including Oikos. Plus, find rollbacks on all Atkins frozen dinners and meal bars.
Is that pie on your cheek?
I'm going to need backup.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
All right, 50 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. An interesting article came out about the top myths about Black America.
Oh, I know some. And, I can't wait to see if they're on the list.
And listen, you guys want to comment, feel free to give me a call, 1-877-PAR-SHOW. All right, here's one of the myths. There are more Black men in prison than in college. The answer, false.
But I thought there was a study that came out that said that that wasn't true.
Yes, there is a study that came out. It says this Washington-based research group, JPI, found that there were 791,000 Black men in jail. And recently, of 2008, 864,000 Black men in college.
That's what's up.
There you go.
Okay.
So those numbers are close.
They are
too close.
Still
not good. It's too close.
Too close for comfort, but at least we know.
So out of the 40 million plus African Americans, the 2008 census found that less than 1 million are in jail or prison. So that's 1 million out of 40 million.
Okay. So that's not, I mean, it's not good, but it's not. Not like anywhere close to what they said, yeah.
You know, you always get them brothers get up there. Man, there's a reason why there are more Black men in jail. Shut up.
Yeah.
Wrong. All right. All right, here's the other thing. Black people, particularly Black men, are lazy.
Huh.
Not true.
I know plenty of white people.
Wow. Yeah,
everyone's
in my fam. I was going to say in my family.
Black man a hustler, man.
Oh, that would be false.
Nothing in the
Well,
something.
That's they not say, something you can prove, is
say,
it?
They say, how can people who built this nation and did it for free suddenly become the laziest people on earth?
I guess you got a point. That is how you can prove it.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 68.1% of all Black men and 62.3% of Black women over the age of 16 are in the civilian labor force compared to 73% of white men and 59% of white women. Oh. So Black women are more employed than white women.
When did you start working? When did you get your first job? How were you?
I don't know. When was I? Woman.
And then Russ,
no, I'm saying
civilian.
I was 15. I think everybody here started working at 15. I started working at 15.
I was washing dishes at 14.
So it says civilian. Does that have military numbers on it? Because that makes it might be a lot more Black.
No,
you're
talking
people.
About civilian work. Yeah, and then the numbers
in
the were inflated in military, right?
Yeah.
Here's the other myth.
What?
Black people abuse the welfare system and are swelling it beyond capacity.
Okay, let's how do you debunk
that?
That
false.
Let's hear how it's debunked.
Okay. First, the actual number of Black families on welfare has been decreasing since the early 1970s, when 46% of the recipients were Black. By the end of the 20th century, that number was down to 39% as compared to 38% whites who were non-Hispanic. Hmm. If the comparison were strictly based on race without ethnic identification, whites clearly outnumber Blacks on the welfare rolls.
Wow.
It's because there's more white
well,
people
more,
in America.
It just makes sense. There's going to be more white people on it.
Yeah.
But when you have your congressman up there fighting to eradicate some of the special programs, they don't realize they're hurting. You're hurting your people that voted you in. Okay, here's the next myth.
Okay.
Most Black men are married to white women.
Oh. Now everybody knows that's a myth.
I don't believe that.
According to the most recent census statistics, more than 90% of all Black men who are married to Black women.
Most Black athletes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Right.
I'm kidding, but no, of course you know that.
Wow.
That's not true.
Well, we break down to athletes, it'll be a different thing.
Be different. It
How
really
about
would.
Black and athletes rappers. While on a break.
Yes. No, that's just baby. That's just baby mamas.
There you go. There you go. Okay, here's the next one. Affirmative action unfairly provides opportunities for Black America. False.
I know that's false.
First, affirmative action is inappropriately used to define Black preferential treatment and quotas, but it was actually designed to benefit a
white
number of groups
women.
Who have been discriminated against, creating parity in the workplace. white women.
Yep.
It was created
for white women.
For white women because they are being discriminated against.
Absolutely.
And so you black folks just took it and took advantage of it. Okay.
Let's get rid of it.
All right, here's the next thing. Blacks suffer from black on black crime in disproportionate numbers.
Really? We don't?
True but misleading.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Whites also suffer from white on white crime. Mm-hmm. Many crimes, including murder, rape, robbery, and are crimes of location, not color. It's location.
Location, location.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, 85% of African Americans report another black person as a perpetrator of the crime, and 80% of white murders were committed by other whites.
I see.
Wow. This is deep. And finally, blacks commit more crimes than whites. Answer?
False.
Yeah, no, that's false. There's more white people here than there are blacks. It just doesn't make sense.
Neoconservative whites and self-hating blacks, notwithstanding, the reality of the racism in the justice system has to be understood in order to get into the reasons of the high numbers of blacks in prison and assessment of the impact of crime in minority communities. But this is not the case. According to them, it's like a lot of the crimes deal with drugs.
Yeah.
The drug related. And it's not exclusive to the black community.
Not trying to be rude, said, here's one. Every black man has been to jail at least once is false.
Yeah.
He says, I haven't. Been. You haven't been. Albert, have you ever been?
Wait a minute.
Albert, have you ever been to jail? Oh, my gosh, you've been.
It was just a misunderstanding when I was.
When I went, it was a misunderstanding, too. All three times.
Well, coming up next hour, I'm going to give you my list of myths that need to be addressed, okay?